This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Syngenta's chairman told a Swiss newspaper last week that the company is indeed in talks with Monsanto and ChemChina, along with other rivals, but has yet to receive a concrete takeover offer from those companies. Chairman Michael Demare said the talks continue and that given what shareholders expect for the next 12 months, going it alone will be hardly possible. Demare said Syngenta's board, which this year opposed a takeover offer from Monsanto, was considering making an acquisition, merging with a rival, or selling the company. He declined to say which option he preferred, according to Reuters. The seeds and crop industry is undergoing a major shakeup, with DuPont and Dow Chemical announcing an all-stock merger valued at $130 billion earlier this month. Demare said Syngenta had concluded a deal was necessary after Monsanto's approach, adding that a combination with DuPont would have made a lot of sense for Syngenta. Shareholders are pressuring for the company to make a move along with the industry consolidation. Industry executives expect 2016 will be another tough year, given low commodity prices and weak investments by farmers. More and more families are heading to Christmas tree farms for a live Christmas tree. From 2009 to 2014, the USDA reported Christmas tree sales increased by more than $100 million. The 2014 Horticultural Specialties Report, released earlier this month, shows production increased from 13 million trees in 2009 to 20 million cut Christmas trees sold in 2014. Oregon, North Carolina, and Michigan continued to rank top in the nation for number of trees sold, as well as the value of sales. With 15.4 million trees cut and sold, growers in the three states accounted for nearly 78% of all cut Christmas trees sold in the United States in 2014. USDA notes that that's an impressive jump, given that tree farmers can invest more than 8 years growing a Christmas tree for harvest. Next, we'll hear from Wes Hayes. Wes is the Commercial Product Director of Agronomic Services with the Climate Corporation. We had a conversation about the Climate Corporation's recent agreement with John Deere and the new products they have available.
Yeah, really exciting news. We reached an agreement with John Deere. It's the first and only third-party system to have near real-time data connectivity in a John Deere cab, which is an exciting thing for farmers. There are a lot of farmers who use John Deere equipment. They like to gather the data from that equipment, and they want to use the Climate Field View software. And this is a way for them to simply and easily move that data from the equipment cab into the climate cloud and then use that to create insights and decisions.
So how do you think this is going to benefit farmers? It sounds very exciting for them to now have access to all of that data, but what are some of your insights about it?
Well, the best thing for a farmer is the fact that I don't have to touch the data. I don't have to do anything with it, right? I set up that connection in my cab, and I utilize the Climate Field View platform, and we just stream the data across to the iPad and up into the cloud. So it takes a couple of steps out of the process that they're maybe doing today. If they're using the John Deere Operations Center and they have historical data in that system, they'll be able to move that over into the Climate Field View platform and use that historical data in our system and with the Climate Field View Plus product, which allows them to visualize that data side by side, different layers, and then more importantly, move that into the Pro product and use that information in the future to drive insights through those tools. So it just makes things a lot easier for farmers by having that wireless connectivity.
Well, it sounds like a great benefit and something to be excited about. And there was a couple other new things you wanted to touch on today, too.
We're really focused on integrating our platform. So over the last year, we've rebranded our product to Climate Field View. And what that does is it brings all of the software systems that we offer into one single simple platform. So we'll integrate the software products. So when farmers use it, they get one experience with all of the products that we have. And what we've seen over the last year is some really great adoption. In 2015, we had over 75 million acres in Climate Field View Prime, which is our free tool, allows farmers to see weather on their fields, so at a field level, and take scouting notes and transfer that across their operation. We had over 5 million acres in our premium paid product called Climate Field View Pro, which gives farmers access to the Nitrogen Advisor, which is a tool to help them make decisions on their farm with nitrogen, Field Health Advisor, which is satellite imagery, and then a new tool for 2016, which is Script Creator. So we're seeing a lot of interest from farmers this fall in wanting to use this technology going into the 2016 season. So it's a pretty exciting time to be involved.
These definitely all sound like great new products. Now, some of them, are they available now, but others won't be available until 2016?
They're actually all available right now. So farmers can go out and talk to their local dealer. They can find out who their local climate dealer is by going to climate.com and using our dealer locator. Chances are their local seed dealer or their local agronomist is offering Climate Pro. We've got about 3,000 dealers in the Midwest that are supporting our product. So there's easy access to the product. Those folks can help a farmer understand how it fits into their operation, how they can use it to make better decisions together.
All right. Well, is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to add?
Just a really exciting time to be around digital agriculture. I think this is a great advanced connectivity. Another new product is Climate Field View Drive, which we release this winter for spring planting. It allows farmers to plug that device into their tractor or combine cab and wirelessly stream data to the iPad and into our cloud. So a lot of options for farmers to move data seamlessly into the Climate Field View products and utilize that information. So what I just encourage people to do is go talk to their local dealer and ask them about the climate products. So I think there's a lot of benefits for farmers in this environment with commodity prices the way they are. Being efficient and effective with your operation is absolutely paramount, and we feel like these are tools that can help you do that.
Wes Hayes, Commercial Product Director of Agronomic Services for the Climate Corporation. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.